It was just about a year ago. It was the end of March, the first food truck bazaar. This was a church parking lot in South Orlando, right around Holden Avenue. And there were 9 trucks and thousands of people. And I think that should have been our first indication that this was a trend that was about to really take off in Orlando, because not with all those people, that was a kind of indication that this is what the dining public wanted. But also that night, and I was there as sort of a media sponsor, all during that night, I had people coming up to me and saying, I'm thinking about opening up or having a food truck. I'm thinking about getting a food truck. You know, what do I need to do to get involved in the next one? Now, and that was a one-time thing, really. They figured they'd have one maybe every month or every quarter. Now you can find food truck gatherings almost every day of the week in Central Florida.
Are there difficulties in finding a place to hold a food truck bazaar, or even for a couple of food trucks to show up? Are there zoning difficulties, or are there difficulties with the other businesses there?
Well, the way a lot of the food truck bazaars or pods or gathering, everyone has their own term for getting a group of trucks together. Usually the organizer will approach either a church or maybe a school or maybe a shopping center to take over a remote part of their parking lot. Any place where you can bring a lot of people and a lot of trucks and a lot of vehicles together. So they make their own arrangements with the businesses. I know that, say, if you want to do in a shopping center or a mall, they want you to do it on maybe a Sunday evening after the mall closes, because then you're not competing with their food court. And so, you know, there are a lot of different little factors that go into putting one of these together. Now, if you're in a school parking lot, then you're not competing with the school cafeteria, I would think,
right,
because it's going to be after school hours anyway. They do have to follow certain regulations in Central Florida. They have to be licensed, just as a brick and mortar restaurant would have to be licensed, and they have to follow the same sanitary codes.
So, in your experience, do you find that the food quality is the same as it would be in a brick and mortar restaurant?
Sometimes it's better.
Really?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's some really amazing food trucks out there that are doing really gourmet kind of things. Big Wheel Provisions comes to mind, the Big Wheel truck. You might go up there and find foie gras. You might find pork belly. And the ones that do burgers, these are some of the most gourmet-style burgers that you can find. I had one recently that was topped with onion rings, but they also had one that was topped with a fried egg, which I just thought was going to be way too messy to eat, so I didn't get that one. But it was a very good burger, and I would put it on the top of the list of some of the best burgers in town.
What was the name of that food truck?
That was Treehouse Food Truck. I experienced sushi out of a truck recently. The truck is called Fish Out of Water.
Wow.
And I know that's going to scare a lot of people to think about sushi out of a truck, but it was okay. It wasn't the best sushi that I've had in town. I don't think it would take the place of any of the top sushi bars, but it's a different experience, and it gives you a chance to have some fresh fish.